AWA Mobile.
W4NGU.
That ain't so. Good morning, Phil. KN4VWA.
Hey, Steve. Well, got back yesterday. No traffic problems at all. I always hate those concrete pillars through the Asheville Mountains. But it wasn't even heavy traffic. Of course, I came through there, I guess, about 3 o'clock. But it should have been picking up after lunch, really.
I'm surprised, because I've never heard of anybody coming through the chutes up there. It's what I call the chutes, right down through the worst part of the mountains there on the state line at 40. And I never come through there unless it was backed up.
At all, and of course I had the two tunnels because I was coming south this time, so it wasn't a problem. We had a nice little ride. The temperature wasn't hot or cold, and it was about as perfect as you could have asked for.
Well, it was a pretty day. Well, how bad was it there at 40 and 26 split?
There were a couple of places that we had to slow down for a few minutes. We actually went back across country one time, just because I just hate to do 25 miles an hour. I want to keep moving if I have to do 10 more minutes.
Well, I know what you mean there. Well, let me guess. It was off of 26 and you took old 25.
I think it was old 25, but I don't know what she said. She's good with that GPS, finding an alternate route. And now, I don't know what this big round truck's doing behind me. Problem, I'm doing the speed limit, I'm in Campobello, and I'm not going to do 60, and he's flashing his lights like he wants me to go on. Always somebody with a bee in their pants.
Put that little speedometer or needle right on the speed limit and just wave at him, be real friendly. I've always found that'll just irritate the daylights out of him.
Pretty good week ahead of me. I got to catch up with some stuff at work, and then we're taking a bunch of donors to the Greenville Drive game Friday afternoon, and it's supposed to be sunny, so that'll be nice. We rent that big glass room up there on the, well, standing behind home plate, it'd be on the left, and take about 100 people up there and order some real good food and just have a good time.
I thought all their boxes were pretty much corporate leased out.
Connections.
There for one night. And, that's not too bad.
Play the trumpet, start things off. And I just, with this funeral and everything, I missed a bunch of practices and I hadn't kept my lip just in what's top form for me. And I just didn't want to mess up. So I just, we're going to have some, maybe I can do it next year. That would have been fun, though.
Yep. Well, so, how's that car coming?
About to accelerate, but it's, so to speak. But with all I've had going on, I still hadn't got it over there for the brake lines. So that's the next thing. It's coming. It's coming.
Also, how is Teresa's dad doing?
Good. They're staying with him. Her brother won't go back to St. Louis. It's just perfect timing. You know, he retired from the FBI in February. So he's been able to spend a lot of time the last few weeks. And but I think he's leaving Friday, and I think Teresa's going up Saturday. She's out of school now, so the timing's perfect on that. And my Sunday school teacher's in Alaska. He asked me to take over Sunday, and I said, baby, don't worry about being there. Just go on, do what you got to do. And she allowed me a lot of leeway when my dad was sick. So you just have to do the give and take when it gets to this time of life.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So is she out of school now?
Yeah, there was actually a week and a half or 2 weeks they finished up for her, gave her tests and gave the standardized state tests and all that stuff. She got a great crew there that they really support each other and got a great principal. And so it's a really good, for a public school, it's a great situation.
Good. All right. Well, so, not this coming weekend, but the next weekend we take care of George.
I'm just wondering, Steve, you know, I pass the wire man all the time. If we ought to get some Dacron, some good stuff that'll be up there, I'm afraid what we bought will come down in 2 years and we'll be doing it all again. What do you think?
Not be a bad idea, because he's got to have something to tie it off anyhow. And he said he'd pay us back for whatever expense we're out, didn't he?
I ask him if he wants me to pick up some of that stuff. George don't care what it costs, and I think we were kind of pushed into buying what we bought, but it was poly something. It's better than rope, but still, it ain't Dacron. And I think we got pushed into getting it because it was last minute, don't you think?
Dacron stuff is not going to work near as good as that. That poly is not going to work near as good as the black Dacron. And let me tell you one other thing. That black Dacron will be out there for years, where that other stuff will not.
Call George today, and I usually use 3/8. There's no need to go any bigger, especially for what he's doing. He's not guying a tower or something. He's just supporting a wire. He'll have 3/8 Dacron for at least 10 years.
Oh, yeah, and as a matter of fact, now, I looked at that final tie-off over there where he had it, and that was some Dacron, but Bud, let me tell you what, that stuff, it's had to have been up there 15 years. It had disintegrated. So, you know, if we put good Dacron back up there, it'll last longer than him.
Okay, well, let's see, we bought 2 100-foot lengths of that other stuff, so I might run up here at lunch and get him some. Man, I pass the wire man twice a day.
Oh, I know it's difficult. Every time you go by that turn there, you got to pipe that steering wheel not to go up there.
That parking lock's on it the other day to keep it from whipping up there.
You know, it's almost as bad as that hot now sign.
Make some business trips with a guy that, man, he went crazy over that stuff, and he would stop, and we'd get 3 dozen donuts as hot as we could get them if we had to wait on them. And I'd eat about 2 of my dozen, and he'd eat both his dozen before we started the truck again.
I tell you what, have you bought any fresh hot lately?
I've heard they're going crazy. What are they now?
About $18 a dozen.
You kidding me?
That's what they were at the Ingles. And, Bo, let me tell you what, that makes them about $1.40 a donut.
I shouldn't be eating 6 or 8 of those things, so that's probably a good thing. I can afford 2 of them.
But covered glazed. Oh.
Get into all that stuff on them. I just like them plain glazed is my favorite.
They'll do the trick too. But boy, I tell you what, now that's my kryptonite. You're gonna have to fight that steering wheel with everything I got every time that fresh and hot now sign is on.
Story, Steve, I used to go to school with a guy, and I walked into class one day, and he was talking something else, talking about when he weighed 350, and I said, wait a minute, you never weighed 350 in your life, little skinny guy. He said, oh, let me tell you the story. He said, we used to work at a factory, me and my brother, and right beside the factory was a cake shop. And he said, every single day we stopped, bought a cake, split it down the middle, and each of us had ate half of it, and we both got up to 350.
Whole cake, I guess so. Man, that's I guess he didn't eat much supper, did he?
Well, he ate half a cake every day. They split it. And the brother ate the other half. Class started, and I never did ask him how he lost it. That would have been a better story.
Cap in there where you, anybody else can get in. Hey, have you programmed in that other thing I told you about?
No, but I do appreciate the information, and I will transcribe those texts so they don't disappear.
There you go. All right, good enough. Well, I am headed down to my office building. Got to put up a little banner down there. I got a suite that's come empty. And I got to get a for rent sign up there on the marquee out front. And then after that, Sue and I are headed out to do all kind of errands. And we're going to go check out a couple of the parks for camping.
Nice camper, Steve. I'd love to show that to Teresa sometime. It's real nice.
Show it to her, and you're welcome to come on anytime. Just be sure to tell her ours is just real basic. It don't even have a slide.
What? I thought that's what you said, and what does that do?
One whole wall along the side of the camper extends out, and basically increases the square footage on the inside of the camper. Gives you a lot more space.
Okay. I just didn't know the inside lingo. Well, I tell you, for the money you paid, what you told me, you got a deal. I think that's all you need for two of you.
We can actually sleep four adults and three or four more kids in it. Of course, it'd be full, but, you know, we got sleeping arrangements for it. But it would sleep me and Sue and a couple of grandbabies just as comfortable as you could ever think.
People would really be pushing the comfort level, though. But could be done when you need it to.
Well, we bought that last fall, and tell you what, used to. We would have a big Thanksgiving. We don't do it anymore. But, you know, you set that thing up out in the yard behind the house, catch all the overflow for the ones that wanted to stay overnight.
Well, I'm passing the wire, man, and I got to make another call. Well, I've got some privacy before I get to work, so I'm going to sign with you, but I enjoyed it, and we'll be seeing you soon. You and Sue want to come to the ball game Friday night?
Right here, and she's giving me a look, and she says, that sounds fun. You reckon there's room for us?
Well, I'll be where I can check in about 20 minutes or so. I'll give you a text if you'll be watching your phone.
Watch it for it, bud. I appreciate that. So, anyhow, let us know. All right, well, listen, you be careful going up the road. Don't run over any Volkswagen microbuses full of hippies. And, either done, son. I'll talk to you later. 73's KN4, PWA, I'm Mobley.
All right, one other heads up. We don't ever charge for anything except this because it's what we're paying for the food, and that box is $50 a head. So we're paying half of it and asking people to pay $25 a head, if that's okay.
Fine.
Okay, I'll let you know if we're full or not. W4 never give up, clear.
Okay, mobile in south.
You for FCM.
4ZYX, mobile, monitoring.
Didn't quite catch your call sign. It's KN4 BWA.
And this is KO4 ZYX. Old Daniel from out in Woodruff, mobiling around, over, downed up. Anderson today. I just thought I'd flip the radio on, monitor for a little bit. How are you this morning?
I'm retired and I don't check anymore. So other than that, I think I'm going to make it.
Roger. Well, I was just on the highway headed over to the station. I appreciate you coming back to me, and I appreciate you coming back to me. I'll be monitoring.
I tell you what, I don't know if it's you or me. I'm over here on the back side of Greenville-Spartanburg Airport, and you were dropping in and out of the repeater.
Copy. You've got a little bit of static behind you. It may be me dropping in and out. I'm over here in Malden on Butler Road with all this high voltage copper lines.
You're back in it now. You may have been down in a little shadow somewhere. Yep. So you got to go. Oh my goodness. I promised myself I wouldn't use that four letter word, but are you going out to work this morning?
Unfortunately, yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir, I am.
Just get out there and be a dirty, rotten capitalist and do it good.
I'm either going to do it good or try to do it good at it, whichever one comes with first. All right, well, I'm pulling back in at the office. We got to pick up a couple of things, and we're on the road. This is KO4ZYX. I'll be mobile monitoring on your return.
Roger, roger. Well, I appreciate the quick ride along, and you have a good day. Get out there and make some money. Hopefully I'll see you down the log. 73's KN4VWA, still mobiling.
DIW4FCM.